Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Deceptive abortion initiative violates Florida law. That's what Liberty Counsel is arguing before the Florida Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Of course, Matt, we're still waiting on a decision from the Florida Supreme Court regarding the 15-week abortion ban. And prayerfully, they will pass that. And if so, then the 6-week abortion ban will go into effect.
In fact, we filed two briefs in that particular case. There is a challenge to the 15-week abortion ban that was passed by the legislature, signed into law by Governor DeSantis. That's before the Florida Supreme Court. We filed a brief arguing the court should uphold that 15-week abortion ban.
Mm-hmm.
We filed a second brief arguing the court should overrule its 1989 N. Ray T.W. case, which is the equivalent of the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade case.
So, and that's unusual, too, to file two amicus briefs in one
situation. We did. We filed one on behalf of Liberty Counsel and the other one on behalf of Liberty Counsel Action, our 501c4 branch. And I had been involved in litigating the 1989 case back in 1989 when the then radical Florida Supreme Court issued this terrible ruling. So even though Dobbs overruled Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, there's been no change in Florida because of this terrible 1989 Florida Supreme Court decision. So we're waiting on that ruling from the Florida Supreme Court. If the Florida Supreme Court upholds the 15-week abortion ban, the way the law is drafted is there's a second bill that was passed, and that's a 6-week abortion ban, and that goes into effect pending the effectiveness of this 15-week abortion ban.
So right, Governor DeSantis has signed that already
It goes right into effect as soon as the Supreme Court of Florida upholds the 15-week ban, the 6-week ban becomes effective. But then there's this other issue. And the reason why this issue is coming up is because we feel good about our chances at the Florida Supreme Court in regards to the 15-week abortion ban and overruling the 1989 and Ray T.W. abortion decision.
Why? But we cannot allow radical abortionists to change Florida's constitution.
Well, and that's why, you know, why are we optimistic and why are they trying to do this? Because when Governor DeSantis won his first term in office, it was unbelievably close, closer than any of us could have imagined. 30,000 votes separated the radical socialist Democrat, pro-LGBTQ individual who was caught on film, caught taking drugs in Miami in an apartment with a male prostitute. And he has been involved in other devious, despicable activity after he lost this race. But it was decided by 30,000 votes. Now, whoever would have won that particular race, and in this case it was DeSantis, very close race. His second term, he blew everybody away. Overwhelmingly won his second term. But his first term, it was very close. Second term, there had been a big shift in Florida, Democrats versus Republicans, as a result of his governorship. So in the first term, though, whoever won that election, the Democrat or the Republican, the very liberal Democrat or the conservative Republican in this case, was going to have the opportunity, right after getting sworn in, to appoint three new justices to the Florida Supreme Court because there were three justices that were aged out. They aged out. And that age out happened at the time of the new appointment. So whoever won that, and it was 30,000 votes, that person then got to appoint three new justices. So that's what happened. Three new justices at the Florida Supreme Court. But then there's been other justices that have since retired, and now that it's a completely different court, totally different. Some of those justices that were appointed by DeSantis on the Florida Supreme Court are now serving as justices who were appointed by Donald Trump after they were put on the Florida Supreme Court. Trump then tapped them to be federal court of appeals judges, and now they're at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Mm-hmm. So it's an amazing domino effect. So that's why we're very excited, because we have a supermajority. Frankly, I think it's a 7-0 majority at this point.
Praise God.
That are constitutionalists, that believe in the rule of law.
And believe in life.
Yeah, and so that's why we're optimistic that the 15-week abortion ban will be upheld.
Right.
And that the NRA-TW 89 decision will be overturned, which is why the other side is worried. And that's why they brought this proposed amendment.
Yeah, which is tragic.
Planned Parenthood and ACLU and others. They're gathering signatures to put this abortion amendment on the ballot. And the full text of the amendment says, essentially, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider.
Well, it's very deceptive. I mean, even the title, Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, that doesn't really tell you what it is.
It doesn't tell you what it is. And so the title has to give you an idea of what it is specifically, and it has to address a single subject. So
right.
We have filed a brief, in this case, a petition, arguing that it fails both, that it is very ambiguous. It's not clear. And here's just a couple of examples. What is the word health? It says, what's necessary before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health? Well, health is not defined.
Either is necessary.
Neither is necessary, neither is healthcare provider. So it says, when necessary to protect a patient's health, there's no stopping abortion, whether it's before or after viability.
And then we're talking about changing the Constitution in Florida and creating an unrestricted right to abortion at all stages of pregnancy.
Of all stages of pregnancy, as long as there's a healthcare provider that says it's necessary to protect the patient's health. But what is a healthcare provider? It's not defined. Healthcare provider can be anybody who provides, quote, health care. They say that abortion is abortion care. So anybody that provides abortion can be a healthcare provider, which means it does not limit it to a doctor. So anybody can be a healthcare provider, and that anybody can say, oh, this is necessary in their own subjective terms, because there's no definition of necessary. It's not like life, physical threat. It's not defined. And health. Health is undefined. The Doe versus Bolton case of 1973, the companion case to Roe v. Wade, used the World Health Organization's definition of health, which is the psychological, physical, familial, and the age of the woman. All of those are part of health. And now the World Health Organization actually has said that it's not just the freedom of disease, but it encompasses everything. So anything is health. So if someone who's not a doctor says, oh, it's necessary to protect this person's whatever under the term health, then an abortion is permissible through all 9 months up until the child is actually breathing out of the womb.
Even the group that's sponsoring this, so you mentioned earlier about the Planned Parenthood and ACLU. Well, the group, they call themselves Floridians Protecting Freedom. I mean, right there, that's deceptive too. You're not protecting freedom.
They're not protecting freedom at all.
What about a child's freedom?
And, you know, this particular bill would actually make Florida in conflict with the federal law that already is in existence that bans the very brutal late-term partial birth abortion procedure.
And that would throw out the 15-week and the 6-week abortion ban. That would just totally make abortion unrestricted, and Florida would continue to be a sanctuary state for
it. And you'd have the partial birth abortion back in. That's where, you know, they breech birth the baby feet first while he's still or she is still alive, keeping the head in the womb. Everything else out, and then they puncture the soft spot of the base of the skull, and they kill the baby like that. And when the baby is dead, they suck out the brains with a vacuum tube and then take out a dead baby. Mm. That's partial birth abortion. That's banned federally. This would allow it. It would allow everything.
The church needs to speak up about this.
Absolutely. This is genocide. And so pray for this case. It's pending before the Florida Supreme Court. We're arguing that it should be blocked because it violates the law with regards to being clear and unambiguous, and it encompasses more than just one subject. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's /life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.